Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet, and also things we can try and look for in our dark skies. As usual, tapping into the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. We're so fortunate to have him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn in the evening sky. Venus can be seen just after the sun sets, with Jupiter and Saturn both visible in the west till 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. respectively. The moon this week is passing through its full phase, so that means stargazing for those faint objects in the heavens, such as satellites and meteors, will be a little challenging.
And I understand you've got news about what we can expect for the future of the Hubble Space Telescope?
Indeed. Now, the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope is just under 2 years away. This next-generation space telescope, with its sophisticated suite of science instruments, is set to blow the doors off astronomy once it gets up and running. This, of course, has left many people wondering what will happen to the Hubble Space Telescope when JWST takes to the skies.
So will this new device make the Hubble obsolete, or do you think there's a way it can still factor in with contributions?
Well, Hubble can definitely still contribute. JWST, while newer and more advanced than Hubble, was not meant to replace it, really. In fact, the two are set to complement each other quite nicely once they are up and working together in tandem.
Hubble's an amazing tool, huh? Because that hardware has to be really old because they're not up there fixing it all the time.
That's totally right. It's over 30 years old now, and the last mission to service it was in 2009. But during that mission, they did install some newer instruments, as well as a recovery module to enable future spacecraft to potentially dock with Hubble. But Hubble's instruments will still last way into probably 2025 and beyond.
And was the 2009 mission a manned mission?
It was. It was the final flight of the space shuttle Atlantis.
Quite a mission.
And a long time ago, when you think about it.
Yeah, man. But that gear is holding up. What can you say? They don't make them like that anymore, huh?
Indeed, they don't.
It's Christopher Phillips and a fun stargazer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. We keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org as well.